So the initial treatment she received for her metastatic disease is very, very common, particularly in patients who had prior adjuvant FOLFOX, which she had. Incidentally, how did she do with that? Did she have any neuropathy?
She did have neuropathy. It wasn't severe, and she actually did, I think, quite well. Though neuropathy is after about, I'd say about 4 months, it was pretty much resolved.
So what actually happened when she got the FOLFIRI bevacizumab? First of all, what happened in terms of her hair, and how did that compare to her hair on FOLFOX?
Yeah, that was a tough one for her, because on FOLFOX, she didn't lose any hair. And on FOLFIRI, I try to remind patients that every chemotherapy agent is different and carries its own side effect profile. So lots of times, women in particular will see patients that are breast cancer patients, and they'll see them bald. And that's not the way irinotecan typically works. That's usually from a different drug like Taxol. Irinotecan is a slow hair thinning and eventual loss the more that you get. Sometimes I think that's better because you can kind of prepare for it, and sometimes it's worse because it's this long protracted process of losing your hair, and people say, I just want it gone already, let's just do it. But for this patient, it was a slow hair thinning over time, and eventually we did do a prosthetic, like a wig, which was helpful, and she wore hats. But for her, it was helpful that it wasn't just all of a sudden, it was like a slow hair thinning. And I think part of that is because it wasn't as shocking for her children. To see their mom all of a sudden lose their hair, I think would have been harder for her children than, I'm slowly losing it, and now I'm used to it. I know what to anticipate, and mom's going to use a wig now.